towards the turn. It's Artie Lucas in front, but it's off the rails from Nobu, Southern Rock, and then Credence. Out deep, No Saying It. Aussie Nugget and Star Missile stoke up out widest and sticking to the inside, trying to run on Sava Heat. Artie Lucas at the 350, went for home, a length and a half, Credence. Then Mr. Reckless, No Saying It, and Sava Heat on the inside. Artie Lucas at the 200, Credence giving strong chase, and then Grinzing a Star. Credence moves up to Artie Lucas. Credence and Artie Lucas, 100 to go. Credence takes the lead from Artie Lucas. Credence just in front. Unlucky the other day. Wins today. Credence from Artie Lucas. And third the outer was Grinzing.
First run for Matt Kamani. I'm sure he'll be his usual humble self and say that the horse arrived in terrific order, but he still had to get him to the races and get him to win yesterday, and he was able to do that, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Matt.
Thanks, Warren.
When you get a horse that's obviously from a leading state operation in Lindsay Park, you would expect them to arrive in good order. What were your feelings when you were first contacted to see if you could take on the horse? Did it catch you by surprise?
Yes, it did, definitely. Although I do train for the owners. I've had Credence's brother, Charlevoix, just before he retired. And I've got a nice two-year-old for them, Coupe de Tonnerre, who won his maiden very nicely and looks like an exciting horse going forward. So I have a bit of contact with the owners anyway. But obviously, yes, huge surprise to get a horse that's you know, going quite well as well and looks to have a lot of ability. And it's a little bit awkward always, you know. We don't try to take horses off other trainers at all. But equally, I was given the opportunity, and I'm very thankful to the owners for trusting me with a horse that you know, is going well and looked like a good thing beaten last start. And I thank the Hayes team for having looked after the horse so well and being so helpful in the handover process.
I was going to say, how do you go about that handover and finding out the idiosyncrasies of each horse?
Well, I guess with the Hayes team, you're in a good position because there's four or five of them that will all know the horse inside out, and you can ask each one of them. And whenever I see any of them at the races, it's always good to get a bit of info. And they're always very helpful and very, very generous with the information. And so that certainly helps, and it makes the process easier. And, you know, I think it's the right way to do it because it things go roundabout. And when relationships break down between owner and trainer, the easiest thing to do is just to sort of move on, I guess. You know, that one day in the future, you'll lose one or you'll be the recipient of one. And it's best to try and everyone to try and keep on the same team as possible.
How were you feeling as the race was panning out yesterday?
Quietly, quite confident because what I wanted is to not have any bad luck. Obviously, a fair bit of pressure on everyone. No one wants egg on their face, and we need to try and make sure the horse wins. And I was quite keen for him to be in that sweet spot, the perfect position of sort of four back off the lead and one off the rail, and have a bit of space around you, and be in a spot where you can make the decision as to when you go, dependent on how the race is turning out, what the pace is, etc. Luckily, we got a good enough barrier to put ourselves in that spot, and the horse was keen enough and generous enough early to get there, and Michael rode him beautifully. So I was really quite comfortable throughout, and it was just going to be a question from that point on of whether the horse was good enough. And my concern was, particularly turning for home, that they were just starting to swamp him, and he's a horse that possibly, you know, his best trip is up over more distance. And I was concerned that horses with a faster turn of foot might come around him. But then he lengthened nicely, and as I say, Michael rode him beautifully and just timed it excellently as well, because he just thought he might wander if he got to the front a bit early. But he just finished with a little bit extra in hand as well.
He's adept at longer distances, and he's still early enough in his preparation and new into the stable. What do you do with him in the weeks ahead?
I would like to really try and space him out, or at least make sure we get 3 weeks between runs, because you know, I'd love to try and take him into the spring. And he could be a horse that's really just starting to hit his straps, and you know, he's quite a big, tall helmet. They just can take a long time to mature, and it could just be that he's really just fully matured now, and we can see him improve beyond what he's done previously. And if that's the case, then I think he should be given an opportunity to run in some of the nice races in the spring. Obviously, we're talking winter racing now, so a horse can win impressively with an allowance on his back as well. And it can give you a sort of false impression, a bit of false hope. But, you know, he couldn't have done it any better. And I think there's every reason to give him every chance to go through, you know, name him at something like the Bart Cummings in the spring.
Stable's having a great run at the moment, and it extends a lot further back than perhaps to the 16th of May. But a quick tally from there says you've saddled up 29 runners since the 16th of May for 10 winners. Stables have their good runs, and obviously you experience your lean patches as well. Can you put your finger on one or two things that's just making everything fall into place at the moment?
Well, my mother called me last night and said, you know, you really ought to write down what you're doing now. So that you can look back when things aren't going so well, and you can keep track of, you know, what it was you were doing right. And I had to give her a bit of a telling off, I'm afraid, because she's been a trainer's wife for 40 years, and she still doesn't understand form. You know, stables go up and down; they really do peaks and troughs, and it's funny how things come together. But you know, and look, I'm definitely still learning as a trainer, and I think I'm really understanding things a bit better, understanding Australian racing and Australian racetracks. And we've got a really good team of jockeys that we get on and understand each other well. And our level of horses are probably sort of creeping up a little bit. So I'm not taking anything away from the stable and the team and what we do here. But equally, stables do go up and down in form. You look at people who are doing very, very well. Stables were doing very, very well 3 months ago. They hit a flat spot. It's inevitable. You can't continue to all your horses to just keep creeping up the handicap and to keep winning. So... I know that, you know, and I have to prepare for the fact that in a couple of weeks' time, you know, hopefully longer away, but at some point we are going to hit a bit of a flat patch, and we've just got to get through it and make sure the horses are happy, spell the right ones at the right time. And then some of the horses will creep down the handicap. Some of our nice young horses will be coming up, and then all in a flurry, we'll get another rush of winners. So I think as a trainer, you have to be quite resilient. And if you understand that, I think you can get through it.
Looking ahead to the spring, is there one or two of the team that you're hoping can measure up to some of the better races?
Yeah, I think so. I'm you know, quite confident that we are building our level of horse, and we've got some exciting types, particularly in the two-year-old ranks. We've got some lovely horses in Quay Quay and Fortune Ahead and Coupe de Tonnerre. I think they're really nice types, and horses that we haven't seen yet as well. We've got some that run in the Yulong colours, for Mr. Goo, and I think they're quite promising horses that are well-bred, and some horses that are perhaps not quite so glamorously bred, let's say, but have actually been showing a lot on the track here at home, and I think they're quite exciting. They're not quite at a level where I can nominate them yet and get people to follow them, but hopefully in the next few months we should have some horses that will really be able to bring our stable forward during the spring.
Oh, well done yesterday on effectively picking up a handball in the goal square and turning around and kicking a goal with Credence arriving in such good shape. But you then had to implement the plan with Michael Poy, and you did so well yesterday. And the stable's having a great run. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Warren.